to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Well, welcome to Call to Freedom on this beautiful day in Denver, Colorado. Oh, we're just asking, Kimberly and I are asking the Lord just to keep those warm days going. Oh, it's just wonderful. Oh, the trees are just beautiful. Oh, God's love is the most powerful, life-changing force on earth, my friend. May you allow it to flow freely through you today. And I especially want to bring to your attention that we need to pray for wisdom for President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu as they are seeing, and the leaders of the Gaza peace plan, they're seeing an obstinance on the part of Hamas, murdering many people who were loyal to Israel, and over three dozen now, 36 people have been murdered. I cannot imagine going back to my home and then being murdered. And they're not laying down their arms. So in Jesus' name, we say that this peace agreement is going to go forth, and there is going to come a cooperation between Hamas and between this plan. So
cooperation.
Yeah, cooperation. So pray with us that no more people are going to be murdered. I mean, fellow citizens, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, the Gaza citizens, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
and we're sad. We are very sad for those.
Yes.
Oh, and we do pray right now, Lord, that your comfort would come to those people, to those families, and that you would take out the stony hearts and replace those hearts with hearts of flesh. Mm-hmm. God, that you would show your unity, your harmony that you have for your people, that you would show that to this world, and that we would have heart changes.
Yes. Oh, in Jesus' name. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Well, you are blessed to dispense. Oh, I hope that you're praising God, that you live in a country where you're not afraid of a knock on the door AK-14s are staring at you.
Right. Yep. But we did have a lot more fear 5-6 years ago when we were going through COVID. There was a lot of fear in the country.
There was.
And a lot of fear over what you can say and what you cannot say.
Oh.
And I'm so thankful for more freedom now. When you say you're blessed to dispense, you're blessed to dispense words of encouragement and being able to say, we want to see more of God back in our country. Because you know what? We're not better off without him.
No, we're
we are not better. We're not a better country for kicking him out of our schools.
Oh, well.
Our schools have suffered. The test results of the children have suffered.
Well, it's waking up parents, though, and saying, listen, we've got to do something here. And a lot of parent meetings and things are going on across our country now. I'm grateful. I'm grateful right now for the administration we have.
Right.
We're
blessed to dispense.
Oh, they're
speaking a better word.
God more and speaking of the Lord Jesus more.
Yes.
I mean, they're very open about talking about Jesus. So I'm glad you're joining us. Kimberly is with me today. I'm Barbara Carmack. And you can email us at barbara@freedomstreet.org, kimberly@freedomstreet.org, or hello@freedomstreet.org. And if you would like to listen to previous programs, you can go to the freedomstreet.org, and under the resources, you can find that. Also, you can find blogs that Kimberly has written, and I'm going to give you that blog again, Kimberly. The days seem to just go so quickly. And also, we have the Bible guide, and I just read this, today, in 2 Chronicles 35 about Josiah's reign. Oh, I compare him with wonderful things that are happening today, and Charlie Kirk especially. Charlie was young. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to serve as king of Israel and of Judah. And so it's just really wonderful to compare those people. Also, you can donate at Call to Freedom. You can donate to Call to Freedom at freedomstreet.org. So I pray that you will pay attention to that and give as you are blessed in Jesus' name. And this week, Kimberly, our memory verse has been Nahum 1:7.
Yes.
The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, mm-hmm. and he knows all those who put their trust in him. I'm so grateful for that verse. He knows you. He knows you, friend. You are not hidden from him, like Saul was hiding from Samuel when they were looking for a king for Israel. No, he knows you, and as you put your trust in him, he is always aware every minute of the day of what's going on.
Mm. That's right.
Amen.
I was reading in Hebrews 8, verses 1 and 2. It says that we have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. Well, what's he doing there? He knows us, just like you're saying.
Yes.
He knows you.
Yes.
He knows you, every individual. He knows you. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, mm-hmm. which the Lord pitched, not man. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's doing. It speaks of Jesus being our great high priest, the one who's taken a seat in that sanctuary of the Most High. And Romans 8:34 tells us that he's interceding for us. Mm-hmm. He's actually showing mercy. That's what he's doing there.
Yes.
He's not there doling out judgments. The Son of Man did not come to judge.
Amen.
Or to condemn.
That's
he
right.
came to show mercy. So that is a wonderful thought, to think of the one who knows you best. Yes, that means he knows all of your mistakes.
He loves you most.
He does. He loves you. And he's sitting there at the right hand of the throne of majesty interceding.
Yes. And I love that old Gaither song, I am loved, I am loved, I can risk loving you. It's a people song. It's a congregation. It's a membership song. I can risk loving you, for the one who knew me most loved me best.
Yes.
The one who knows me most.
So Jesus is there as a connector. Mm-hmm. And we all need each other. Sometimes we forget that we need each other, but we are the body of Christ, made up of many, and we're just learning to obey and connect ourselves back to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what we're learning here. That's what this is all about. And this is all dress rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's going to be the actual coming together. And that's when we want to know we've got our role right. It's not to be fighting. It's to be showing love and mercy and connecting each other.
And he's extending those to people that feel isolated, the people that don't feel loved. He's extending his hand of love and mercy, just as he did with us when we were alienated from him, when we our behavior was bad, we were angry, we were causing things to happen in our lives by decisions that we made that were not coming out well. And guess who we blamed? We blamed him. And so now we have a wonderful relationship with him. Praise the Lord.
Yes. He's not critical.
No.
Yeah. You know, when we read about him being the high priest, it feels a little intangible. We don't have, in this Western world, we don't really have examples of what a high priest does. And in our mainstream churches and businesses anyway, we don't really go off of a high priest. That's not, we don't have titles like that. Mm-hmm. So what can that mean for us? And maybe another good question is, what is Jesus really doing? I believe he is. He's connecting. He's connecting us with the Father. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing in that role. And as we've been reading over prayer requests and connecting with all of you out there, we can see how the trials in this life may make us, as human beings, feel like we are not truly connected to the love of God, to the provision of God. We might be feeling a little disconnected in those trials and in those persecutions. But know that we are praying and believing along with Jesus that you will feel very connected
yes.
to the provision of God
yes.
and connected to his love and his presence in your life. This is what we want for you because we know this is how we all become whole mm-hmm. and feel that wholeness.
Yes, and Paul says that in Titus 3. I want you to especially emphasize these truths, that those who believe in God will be careful to devote themselves to doing good works. It is always beautiful and profitable for believers to do good works, but avoid useless controversies, genealogies, these things that get us into family arguments, pointless quarrels, and arguments over the law, which will get you nowhere. After a first and second warning, and this is verse 10 of Titus 3. So this is important, friend. We need to be around people that believe with us, that love with us, and then go out and extend our love, but not to those people that refuse to be corrected. In verse 11, it says, "For you know that such a one is entwined with his sin and stands self-condemned." Now, Holy Spirit is going to go to work on this person as we pray for them and we love them. And I don't know, Kimberly, if we need to really be in a physical contact with them when Holy Spirit is moving in their lives to get them to a point of realization of their sinfulness.
Well, we just want to be open and listening
yes.
to the Holy Spirit and how
That's
he
right.
guides us.
Absolutely.
You know, because he is the reconciler and he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. We just have to be open to how he wants to do that mm-hmm. in every individual life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're reading from verse 10, but if you go back to verse 2 of Titus 3, it says, "Remind them to never tear down anyone with their words or to quarrel, but instead be considerate, humble, and courteous to everyone." Mm-hmm. For it wasn't that long ago that we behaved foolishly in our stubborn disobedience. We were easily led astray as slaves to worldly passions and pleasure.
Yes.
I love that he said that slaves right there, because that is what we've been set free from. That is the whole picture and example of God calling his people out of Egypt, out of that slavery to the world's way of doing things.
Yes.
And he's calling us into covenant with him. Yeah, that means we need to walk through wilderness, but it also means we get to witness some miracles that we never would have witnessed otherwise. Mm-hmm. We get to see the seas parted and manna coming every day to feed us, the provision of the Lord. And then this is that time in that season that he set up a picture of real relationship among the tribes, where the tribes would all camp around the tent of meeting
mm-hmm.
that had the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. And those tribes all worked together. They needed each other and they looked to one another. And I like to picture that they at least tried to keep connection with
mm-hmm.
one another.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the time of the kings that they lost that vision.
Yes. And it became actually a burden to the Levites and to the leaders, because they had to haul this thing around when the kings...
The ark,
yes. The beautiful ark. It became a burden to them. And it's...
Because the other tribes were not doing their jobs.
That's right.
They were not really working together with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like picturing that ark is our heart, and the Lord knows what he puts in that ark. You know, the inside the ark that we talk about that was in the temple and the tabernacle, there was a jar that had manna in it to remind them of God's provision on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
There was the rod of Aaron to remind them of position. And the position of the high priest.
That's right.
Who that high priest is that's the Lord's choice. And
well, we are all called to be priests.
Right.
And we are a chosen generation, a holy people.
Yes.
Who are serving God together.
Yes.
As one.
And we want to look at the Lord's choice and not man's choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because we might look at what man says is important in leadership, but we want to see what the Lord's choice is in leadership.
And when we work together, for instance, in our government, because God appointed Donald J. Trump. We all voted, the majority of the people voted for that man. We were cooperating with God's chosen, with God's choice. Mm-hmm. And that's what we should be doing in these last days.
Yeah, you know, Titus chapter 3 that you brought up, mm-hmm. verse 1, mm-hmm. says, remind the people to mm-hmm. respect their governmental leaders mm-hmm. on every level.
Yes, the offices. If you cannot respect the person himself, you respect that office that God has put them in. And I say that because we did not agree with all that the previous president had been choosing to do and covering
up. And we may not agree with everything this president is doing. We may not.
But we honor the office.
We respect.
And we know that God is in charge and it's soon going to change. There are seasons, friends, and you're not going to go through your hard or sad season forever and ever. It comes to a closure. And as we thank God and praise him, give him praise every day, even in the situation you are in, he's going to bring his goodness to pass. Just like he told Moses, stand behind this rock, and I'm going to pass before you, because Moses said, I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. You can't see me. You're going to die if you see me. But you stand behind this rock, and as I pass by, you will see my back, the back of me. So God does have a form, and we are made in his form, in his image. Praise God.
Well, I love the idea that he is not a God of separation. He's a God mm-hmm. of reconciliation. And
yes.
So he's connecting us. And that is what Jesus is doing as high priest. He's connecting us. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually read this word for word. Romans 8, 34 and 35. It's encouraging us here that there is none who can condemn us because Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God as the high priest, who also intercedes for us. So then, who can separate us from the love of Christ? There's no separation when Jesus is involved. He is connecting, not disconnecting. He's bringing us together, and he makes atonement and intercedes so that we will not be separated mm-hmm. from the provision of God, from the position that God would have us in. And then there's also in the ark of the covenant, not just the jar of manna, which is provision, and the rod of Aaron, which is position. There's the tablets. They call them the tablets of the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a covenant that has been made, mm-hmm. a promise that has been made,
yes,
that we will be connected for all eternity. Those tablets had rules, laws written on them. And very often I find in the darkest places of our heart, we condemn ourselves because we haven't lived up to those covenants, those rules. Well, the law has been done away with, and Jesus is sitting in that Holy of Holies, in that place with the Lord as a connector, as an intercessor who is showing mercy.
He fulfilled it all.
Yes.
He fulfilled it all. We don't have to do that anymore, Kimberly.
Yeah.
He fulfilled the law.
Yes.
And so he is taking his place. You know who is seated at the right hand of Jesus, at the right hand of God? We are. We are seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
That's a good reminder.
Ephesians 2.
That's a good
so
reminder.
So we know we're there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when things
and when
seem really bad or
fulfilled
real,
it, he fulfilled with mercy.
Yes. Well, and love.
Yes.
Boy, immense love.
Compassion.
Yes, compassion.
Mercy and love. Yes.
Amen.
Listening to the news, I heard someone yesterday say that those who felt discriminated against, they have risen up and they have shown even more discrimination against the ones that they felt offended by. And so fighting discrimination with more discrimination, I'm just saying Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, not discriminating,
mm-mm.
not throwing out more judgment and discrimination, but mm. showing mercy. This is how we are seated at his right hand as well.
Yes.
With mercy and compassion and love, not discriminating even more. The more we discriminate against others, the more we're causing more war, more fight. And I think that's maybe what happened, what rose up in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip just recently, when they did not choose to put their arms down. like they were asked to. They instead decided, no, we're going to murder more. They're up in arms and discriminating against those that they feel offended by. And for some reason, it's hard for them to find mercy.
So sad.
That's what we want to be praying over, the people who are so offended that they will be able to lay down their offenses, that they will be able to find mercy. They need to find it for themselves.
I believe that covering of mercy and love, Kimberly, is sweeping over the whole nation. Leaders, once they recognize that, as Josiah did, they're going to recognize the mercy and the love, and people are going to be changing.
Yes.
I believe that with my whole heart.
Yes, I believe it too. Because we do all need each other. We need that connection with each other.
Yes.
Wasn't it beautiful to hear Erica Kirk and the way that she was describing Charlie and how he prayed for his enemies? The way she stopped and she said, he did. He prayed for his enemies. I mean, she reiterated that statement and that sentiment more than once, more than twice. He did. He prayed for his enemies.
And that's why there's such a wave right now. Over 143,000 chapters have made application from schools and from universities, Kimberly. Mm. That is that only God could do that.
That's
only
right.
God could do that through this precious man who gave his life. I was just watching the day that he was murdered, as he was tossing caps out into the huge audience.
Yes.
He was having a ball. He was going back and getting more caps, and the people were coming and bringing him more caps that he was throwing out into the audience. And just a few minutes later, he was gone. But he wasn't gone. I'll tell you, the effect of Charlie Kirk is going on and on and on. And that's what happens when we give up ourselves, we surrender ourselves, we yield ourselves
That's
to
right.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. And so going back to Titus 3, I don't know if you want to read this in the New American Standard. Is that what you have in front of you there?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Or I was reading it in the Passion, and in Titus 3, starting in verse 4, it says, when the extraordinary compassion of God our Savior and his overpowering love suddenly appeared in person as the brightness of a dawning day. Mm-hmm. He came to save us, not because of any virtuous deed we had done, but only because of his extravagant mercy.
Yes.
Yes, he saved us, resurrecting us through the washing of rebirth. Just reconsider. Mm-hmm. Reconsider. Yesterday we were talking about that helmet. If you're worried and full of fear, if you've got bitterness and anger that just won't go away, reconsider.
Yes.
You're missing your helmet, your helmet of salvation.
Right.
And this is talking about Jesus, who came to save us through extravagant mercy. Mm-hmm. He saved us.
Yes.
Resurrecting us through the washing of rebirth. We are made completely new by the Holy Spirit, whom he splashed over us richly by Jesus, the Messiah, the life giver. Mm-hmm. You had more to share. I'm reading from a completely different version. Do you?
Oh, no. I have that version right in front of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. I want you to, in verse 8, I want you to especially emphasize these truths, so that those who believe in God will be careful to devote themselves to doing good works. It is always beautiful and profitable for believers to do good works.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to a precious lady. Oh, I admire her so much. But she got into trouble by opening her mouth and accusing the person she was talking to.
You're talking about me. I know you are.
Of having a temper. And I said, oh, my
That sounds
goodness.
Like me.
I said, and you don't have anger. And she just stopped for a minute. It was on the phone. We were talking on the phone. And I said, you are a person that has anger. Anger? I don't have anger. I said, just by the inflection of your voice, you have told me that you are an angry person. And I told her about the time that Darren told me, Barbara, you are an angry person. And boy, I tried to deflect that. No, I'm not angry. And by the very fact that I was trying to deflect it, I was accusing myself of the anger that I had. I had anger.
You were revealing it.
Yes, right. Revealing it, yes.
Well, Jesus, he sacrificed himself so that we could be purified and saved from that.
Yes.
And that our freedom from all of that thinking, the freedom from that thinking, purifying for himself a people who are his very own. That is how it's said in Titus 2:14. And there's a footnote that talks about us being his people. We are a people encircled by God himself. The compound Greek word is translated from around, like a circle, and to be. So to be around, that God is being around his people. It can mean something surrounded by something. So it can be charted by a dot within a circle. As the circle surrounds the dot, so God is around each one of his saints. And the circle has the dot all to itself. That kind of reminds me of the tribes. When the tribes were circled around the ark.
Yes.
So I believe that God encircles his people, and he desires his people to encircle him and trust him with all their hearts.
He's our focal point. He truly is. And we get so distracted by this world. But friend, as you commit yourself to him, as you begin to focus on him, Holy Spirit will help you. He will really help you focus more on God and do the things that God wants you to do.
That's right. So let him monopolize you for himself.
Yes.
Let him encircle you, and then respond to him by encircling him and his ways with your life. Learn to be a person of love and compassion and mercy, and watch how healing that is, how it brings wholeness to this world.
And it brings joy. Just think of joy. J is for Jesus. O is for others. And the Y is for you. Remember that, friend. It's so good being with you today. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.